This is the John Kincaid Show.
We do odd things on this show. This is a little bit of a different show. So if I'm going to Disney World next week, we talk about Disney World. And we talk about it with you and things like that. We do odd things. Management scratches their head, but they're like, somehow his show has managed to stay on the air for now 14 years on national radio. I don't know how, but I guess it works.
Here's John Kincaid.
I'm trying to make it work constantly. The John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. I am coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. Can, I tell you. Can. I mentioned a band from the Springfield Inn. When I would go to the Springfield Inn down in Sea Isle, they would always sing Sweet Caroline and others, you know, songs of that ilk. And Nab Fan sends me a note on Twitter and says, the Grease Band. Yes, they were called the Grease Band. That was what it was, the Grease Band. That's absolutely awesome. That is absolutely awesome. Gentleman Bill says to me here, he says, John, love your show, but you blew it a few weeks back. Instead of reading White House notes about opening things up. Oh, Anthony, Bill thinks I'm a Trump voter. I guess that's what that means. Bill.
That's what that means, yes.
That's what that means, right?
Bill. Although you did not vote for him back in 2016.
But no. Bill knows who I vote for. Bill, I've had people do this to me on social media before. He goes, well, I know your politics. I'm like, do you really? You really do? Wow. It's an easy Twitter search. It's easy to go back and look at tweets from the election in 2016. I was quite vocal, especially when any kind of discussions were coming up like that. So Bill knows my politics, though, I guess. Instead of reading White House notes about opening things up, you should have been reading notes from the CDC right there in Atlanta. How many are sick now? Okay, Bill, let me tell you. Bill, we're doing great in Atlanta. We're doing great in Atlanta. Right? I mean, as they said the other day to us, wear your mask, do better. We've got people being sick. But as I would say to you, let's compare the ERs to 2 months ago. Let's compare deaths to 2 months ago. These people, I swear to you, people, again, it's the positive tests that freaking people out. And I get it. And that is scary. It's scary stuff. It's got everybody scared. But Bill, just to note, every single measure is better except for positive tests. And if we had been testing like that 3 months ago, I think we'd actually be saying now, my guess, this is just a guess, I think we'd actually be saying now, man, the numbers are down. This is good, the numbers are down. But we weren't, which is good, though. It's good to see all the testing and everything like that, so I appreciate that. Bob, B-O-B-B, asks, did you work with Scott Farrell in Atlanta? I did, Bob.
Scotty Farrell, yes, I did. I worked the first year as the ringside reporter, and I did the pregame show on TV, too.
So I would do the TV. I would do TV hits during TV timeouts. They would throw it to me. So from the TV side, and I would do the radio pregame, postgame. And I worked with Scott Farrell for a year. And if I ever get around to writing a book about a lot of different things, if I ever got around to writing a book, Scotty Farrell in the year I spent with Scotty would be a chapter. And it would be one of the most fun chapters of my entire life. And yes, I love Scott Farrell like a brother. He is a spectacular individual. And I miss him around here at CBS Sports Radio. Okay, here we go. You thought last hour was fired up? Let's get fired up again. So we all know about the Washington Redskins controversy that is now resurfaced again. Okay? So now Redskins must change their name. They've got to change their name. Redskins must go. Must change the Redskins name. Because that's going to solve everything. We're going to spend time worrying about the Redskins name. These are the critical issues we've got to get to in 2020. We're not going to deal with the issues that actually require you to roll up your sleeves, get some work done, and actually affect the lives of people who haven't been well served in America for a long, long time. But we're going to make sure that the Redskins' name, that's going to just make, what a difference it's going to make for generations to come. Can you sense my sarcasm? I hope you can. Let me put my point of view out there very clear so it cannot be misinterpreted and it cannot be spun. I don't give a flip about the Washington Redskins' name. If you feel this is the Frankenstein moment, light your torch, just charge the castle, and demand that the name be changed. If that's what's big to you, if you think in 2020 that's something that needs your utmost importance and attention and passion and tweet after tweet, Mike Florio must be dancing around his house. He's been begging for this, begging for this. But then this week, the story comes out. And again, I don't give a flip about the Redskins' name. I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan. There's nothing I like seeing more than the Cowboys, the Redskins, or the Giants in disarray of some sort. So I don't give a flip. Call them whatever you want to call them. I feel bad for the longtime Redskin fan. I feel bad for the fan of the team. It's a longtime fan that says, look, I'm painted a racist because I wear Redskins gear. What? I don't get it. I mean, now, okay, so now in 2020, okay, let's do it. So whatever it is, if you want to change the Redskins name, I don't care. I'm not mad about it. I don't give a flip about it. I honestly don't know why other people who are fans of other teams are given a flip about it. Who cares? The Redskins name change. The Red Tails or whatever else you want to call it. I don't care. So change the name, whatever it is, who cares? But what I will continue to point out to you is that, yes, we worry about stupid stuff. Because stupid stuff is easy. Dealing with actual things that make a difference in society is hard. So I went and read. I went and read a little bit about what's, some of the things of 2020, because I want to be informed. And there are ways you can make a real difference in communities. And what I've read on various websites is that our schools are failing us. In inner city communities, our schools are failing us. And for generations, they give you generational numbers where the amount of kids out of certain school districts and certain schools that actually make it to high school graduation, let alone ever making it to college, let alone being able to go get a degree or anything like that. Now, that is an issue that's hard. That's an issue that's hard. That's an issue I can get behind. I can get behind that. Let's change that. And anybody who pays taxes or is involved in a desire to see your city, your community be better should be all about that. Better education. Education is a vehicle. It is a vehicle out. It is a vehicle for upward mobility in the country. I would think that's important. The Redskins name, it's not going to do one thing for a young child in Washington, D.C., in a bad section of town in any city in America. It's not going to do anything for their lives to change the Redskins' name. It's not going to give them a better shot in life. It's not going to give them a better opportunity in life. Oh, sure. It's great for social media. It's great. It's a great social media topic. It's a great sports radio topic. But it is absolute fluff. It's a fluff piece. Over and over again, Black Lives Matter website. Can read all about it. Education, important education. So I'm all for it. So instead of worrying about that, we're devoting our energy to the Redskins name. Oh, and by the way, you know who one of the lead people holding the torch was? Nike and FedEx went after the Washington Redskins name. Why it was impressive that FedEx was one of them is FedEx actually has a seat at the table. FedEx, actually minority owner, and doesn't mean minority as far as race, color, creed, whatever. It just means percentage of the team. Minority owner associated with FedEx. That holds weight. That holds credibility. And again, if that's what's important to you, go for it. Go for it. Go for it. I don't care. But Nike? Nike refusing to show Redskins gear, refusing to market Redskins gear on their sites? Nike, one of the most unethical companies of the modern era, Nike, is going to stand there on some moral high ground about the Redskins name? Do you remember Nike? Do you remember that they had to be exposed by media for running sweatshops to... Do you remember that? Now, Pro Football Talk may have forgotten this. Do you realize that? Nike? Now they say, oh, wait a minute. Well, Nike's cleaned that up. They've really cleaned that up. They, you know, Nike's really cleaned that up. Okay? Nike came under fire in the 90s. And I'll just use Business Insider, among others, for some news. Indonesian sweatshop workers were making as little as 14 cents an hour in order to make all that great Nike gear that many of us have bought. And yes, I raised my hand. I bought it too. Now then, Phil Knight took a stand and has tried to make an effort to fight workers' abuse in their factories. So let's just go to a couple years ago. In Asian factories. In Cambodia, 2017, documented by at least four media sources, more than 500 workers in four factories in Cambodia supplying to Nike were hospitalized. Over 350 workers collapsed in a span of 3 days. Why? Because of poor ventilation systems and the temperatures rising to 37 degrees Celsius. Poor ventilation, chemicals inside and outside the factory. You had 350 workers collapsing in a span of 3 days in Cambodia. And by the way, that happened while my Eagles were winning the Super Bowl. We're not talking about the 90s. We're not talking about the sweatshop scandal of Nike. This was a couple years ago that this was happening. None of the four Cambodian factories were paying employees the living wage. In 2015, in a Vietnamese factory, there was wage theft, not paying what was agreed to, forced overtime, restrictions on when workers could use toilets, exposure to toxic solvents, and padlocked exit doors to make sure people couldn't sneak out for a break or fresh air or a phone call or otherwise. So this is really simple. It took me around 40 minutes on a Saturday to do the research to say, yes, Nike was really bad in the 90s, and they have been tagged in a series of incidents as recently as the last few years. The last 5 years, we've got numerous violations of things. So if I could please ask that when I see the screaming headlines, Nike calling for the ban on the Redskins name, for gosh sakes, do you not have a mirror? They have no mirrors at Nike? Why don't you clean up real abuses of human rights before you worry about Daniel Snyder's nickname for his team that he inherited and that has been in a community for, what, 80 years? And again, if you want to change the Redskins name, go for it. Go for it. I don't care. I don't care. Go for it. But if, again, If you don't care about then saying you use Nike in a headline in the sports media, if you're a sports talk show host, if you are a sports website, Pro Football Talk, main example, over and over again, they have squealed like a feral cat about the Redskins' name for years. And honestly, dare to use Nike as like Nike is standing with FedEx against the Redskins' name, and they're not going to showcase Redskins gear on the Nike site. Are you freaking kidding me? What? How long? It took me 40 minutes to find documentation of cases from various media outlets and government sources. It's simple research. So why is that not reported? Because you don't want to. Because there may be a Nike banner ad that runs on your site. You may not want to piss off somebody around the NFL who does business with Nike. You may not want to annoy them. Because if you annoy them, then maybe that'll come back on you and it'll hurt your ad revenue. So you stand there pompous and defiant, change the Redskins' name. This is going to make a difference. Really? How about standing for school choice? Allowing kids to get out of bad schools and go to good schools. Are we all for that? Should we all be for that? How about real issues? Real things that can make a difference? Instead of these superfluous ones that aren't going to change the lives of young people going forward, why don't we devote 50% of the energy we devote to changing the Redskins' name to actually making a difference in our cities, in our towns, in our communities? You know why? Because changing the Redskins' name is easy, and it's a tweet, and it's a hashtag. Doing the work to make actual change, that's hard, and you obviously are way too busy for it. Flat out. Our toll-free line is open for you, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, and it's sponsored by Geico. Did you know right now Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? Wait a minute. They're cutting my bill 15%? Why? That's awesome. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. I know some of you are going to want to chime in. I'd love to hear from you. At 855-212-4CBS. Are we going for the low-hanging fruit, the easy stuff, and ignoring the stuff that actually makes a difference? Seems like it to me. It's the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.
This is the John Kincaid Show. Expect the unexpected. Back to the JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Did you know today at 12:30 Eastern, 9:30 Pacific, the two-time defending champs, the North Carolina Courage, battle Women's World Cup champion Julie Ertz, love you, Julie, and the Chicago Red Stars. The NWSL Challenge Cup, stream live on CBS All Access, and it's available on CBS Sports Network tomorrow at 5 Eastern, 2 Pacific. So make sure that you're a part of it. Good job, Anthony. So, Anthony, the theme today, well, like upbeat, sort of like summer music. You might jam in your car to, you know, you're heading to the beach.
Exactly.
Out, something like that. You're wearing a mask.
You hear the song, you pump it up, the volume on the radio.
Now, you're not wearing a mask in your car, right?
No, I am not. Absolutely not. I don't get that at all.
There is no reason for it. You're alone in your car and you're wearing a mask. I've seen it, too. I pulled up at lights and gone, taking the double take, and I'm like, okay, maybe he's rushing to deliver babies. Maybe it's a doctor rushing in to deliver babies or something. It's unbelievable. 855-212-4CBS. Got some people who want to jump in. Ed in Washington, D.C. joins us. Ed, you're on the John Kincaid Show. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. So I'm sitting here near the Pentagon in my apartment, surrounded by Redskin regalia. I'm a 50-year fan. So obviously, I'm biased. I want to keep the name. Okay. I would say the only people whose opinion really matters on the name Redskins are Native Americans. I lived in Oklahoma for 5 years, They liked the team's name. They loved it when the Redskins beat the Cowboys. The polls about the name overwhelmingly show support.
Ed, you're not lying. Overwhelmingly show support. And by the way, that includes multiple Washington Post polls. That includes, yep. I mean, it's not debatable that the large opinion when polled has been support for the name.
Yeah, and the logo on the helmet is a Blackfoot tribal chief done with the permission of the Blackfoot tribe. But
correct.
These self-appointed protectors of Native Americans who are not Native Americans, none of them are, they're not out just to get rid of the Redskins' name. They're going to go after Braves and Chiefs and Indians. They don't want any logos. They don't want anything. And I would think it's foolhardy.
Ed, what I'm going to say is, and I got to run, it's that it's easy. Tell me how the lives of young children around America are going to be changed forever because of the Redskins' name. And again, I don't care if they change the Redskins' name. Ed does. I don't. I don't give a flip. If they're the Washington Diplomats next week or something like that, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. But tell me how it's changing the lives. Tell me what is the movement about here? What does it do? When you can do real things that make a real difference, why are you making this something first? Tom in San Diego joins us. Tom, you're on the John Kincaid Show. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. I loved your comment, that last comment about the Washington Diplomats. That was hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, I don't know what. There's not much diplomacy in Washington anymore, is there?
I mean, there really isn't, unfortunately. But really, the reason I called was I really appreciate your highlighting some of the point about Nike and which I had no idea about with the Cambodia situation.
It took me that was late 2017.
Yeah,
that is not. It's not something that was happening 20 years ago when they had to get sweatshops shut down. This was happening a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And we've got American media outlets like lauding Nike. Just lauding them for their standing up against the Redskins name. But those same media outlets could do the 40 minutes of research I did and find numerous examples where you go, wait a minute, what if you turned your eyes on this? Because this is something that actually is a human rights issue. And we're worried about human rights, right? That's a big deal in 2020,
agreed.
Right?
Agreed.
No, they're worried about the Redskins name. They're worried about the name.
I'm not a big fan of the name, personally.
And you don't care either way, right? You don't care either way.
Well, I do.
Oh, you do.
I just think if it's offensive to someone, I don't think that there should be a reason to have it. Like, I do think, you know, there's a lot of history in this country and so forth. But at the same time, I think Washington Diplomats would be a great
Tom, I got to tell you this, though. Being offensive to someone, if that's our moniker in 2020... Offensive to someone? We're in dangerous territory. Thank you for your call. That's dangerous. I want disclaimers shown before the Godfather movies that every Italian depicted in film is depicted as a mobster. Inappropriate. Tell me where Italian family, not what, 80, 90% of it is someone's in the mob. Mom's fat in the kitchen making sauce. Those are total strange depictions. Man, I feel like I'm back in Philly. I feel like I'm back home. Chris in Winnipeg joins us. Hi, Chris.
First of all, I want to say I love your show, man.
Thank you, Chris.
I listen to it every week, even though you hate Winnipeg.
I don't hate Winnipeg. I hate Gary Bettman. I hate Gary Bettman for his feckless leadership. You guys were the beneficiaries of it.
Well, I could say, me personally, I could say that he saved hockey in Canada, so I give him credit for that, because there were a lot of teams in Canada that were losing money and not doing very well, and then he saved hockey in Canada, I'll say that.
He did, and the thing is, though, he picked and chose what he wanted to save.
Yeah,
he didn't. He didn't pick and choose. He decided, like, the eighth biggest city in America wasn't important to save, but Phoenix was. He decided that it was important to bring hockey to an outpost like Winnipeg, but wasn't important to keep Atlanta.
Well, I think he wanted to give Winnipeg a team.
Yes.
And
I agree with you.
No, and he gave the ownership group here the option between Arizona and Atlanta, and they picked Atlanta basically because I don't think the owner here, I don't think he wants anything to do with the old Jets.
And I think that's part of what it was.
Atlanta.
Okay, and so look, I mean, it's great. I got to get to some other people here, and I thank you for listening. I thank you really much for listening. You're awesome, and I appreciate Winnipeg. Randy in Rhode Island joins us. Randy, what's going on, brother?
Good morning. Good morning, man. First time listener, by the way. I'm just picking up your show on WBEI.
Thank you, Randy.
Today.
Thank you very much, man.
Yeah, you're welcome, man. So I just wanted to throw in, I heard you talking about, hockey and their choice of where to reopen. And I'm wondering, in a league that's like 90-something percent Caucasian, maybe they just see getting involved in any way in the political climate here in America as a lose-lose situation. Maybe they're just trying to avoid that potential mess as much as humanly possible. Do you mind if I just throw in one real quick?
No, I didn't know, but it's something I never even, it's honestly, and it's one of the things, Randy, you're a first time listener. I always note when someone brings up something that I never thought of, you brought up something I've never thought of. So there you go.
Well, thanks. Do you mind if I throw just a thought on the Redskins
real quickly, sure.
I don't think anybody actually cares about the name. I think it's just part of cancel culture, and it just feels like very powerful to be able to like call for like a major organization or a major celebrity or whatever it is to be canceled,
right.
I think it's just a feeling of power for this one particular group that's, kind of driving a lot of this stuff in this country, and I don't think anybody actually cares about the name.
Well, what is clear is there are survey after survey after survey. And by the way, many liberal news outlets, there are conservative news outlets, there are liberal news outlets, have done their own studies, and it's been overwhelming that it has been supported, and not against. Thanks for your call. I wondered, Anthony, if he'd be a second time listener. He's a first-time listener today. What are the odds that next Sunday he goes, I wonder if that guy's
I think he's
going
to come back.
I think he might. I think it'd be great if he did.
It sounds like. It sounds like he's enjoying the show.
It sounds like he might, which is good. We like that very much.
Because you have an appreciation for the finer things in life, this is the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, I appreciate so much. You guys have been very active this morning on social media, at John Kincaid, at CBS Sports Radio, on the phone lines at 855-212-4CBS. I honestly was wondering, the morning after the 4th of July, I was wondering what it was going to be like. And now it is completely different. This brings me back a little bit, Anthony. Brings you back a little bit. Fires me up. I'm ready for the opening face-off down in Atlanta. 855-212-4CBS. This guy is sly like a fox. I'm going to tell you who he is in just a moment. But I want to get to a couple calls quickly. Scott in Boston joins us. Scott, welcome to the John Kincaid Show. How are you this morning?
What's up? I'm going to invest 2 seconds on how I sound better for the audience. This or this. This is speaker. Or this. No joke. What's better?
They honestly sound the same. I can hear me. No, I can hear me on the speaker, so you can't do that. Because it bounces back. Every time I speak, it makes a bad sound, my friend. So get back on the phone. So what's going on?
All right. Yeah, that was worth 8 seconds for the audience. All right, here we go. In and out in 40 seconds.
Take your time.
Quick. Oh, I could talk all day, man. Give me a mic. All right, listen. I called to talk hockey, Johnny, but I can't help but make a quick comment on the Redskins. This is going to be a quick one.
All right.
Oh, it's annoying. Don't get me going politically. I call political radio up here, too. But
yeah,
I have a quick suggestion for the I know. Oh, okay. It is a joke. The country's going to hell in a handbasket, man.
By the way, it is a collective dumpster fire. It's not once. I keep hearing from people politically like, well, those guys are tearing this country apart. These guys are doing terrible. I'm like, it is a collective effort. For God's sakes, stop looking at it as one-sided.
Mm.
Oh, come on. Okay.
On a tangent.
Okay. I won't.
But real quick suggestion for you down in D.C. I have a quick suggestion. If you're at Washington, you're going to dump Redskins. So something that reflects the city. I have one suggestion. How about the Washington scumbags? The Washington drunks?
Good. Thanks for your call. I heard you call last show. Thank you, buddy. Anthony, I heard him call last show. You missed it. It wasn't good last show, and it wasn't good this show.
Oh, it was the same exact thing?
Same exact guy.
Oh.
Yes. And it wasn't funny last time. I mean, it was, I'm sorry to cut it off, but that sunk. That sucked. Dan in Virginia is going to do much better. I know that. Dan, welcome to the John Kincaid Show. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, and I want to thank you for your comments this morning. Got me up out of bed to call you here. I was so excited to hear somebody brave take a stand on some of the corporate hypocrisy going on at places like Nike.
I mean, seriously, Dan, when I see Pro Football Talk constantly, among others, and I'm calling Mike Florio and Pro Football Talk out because they have just been breathlessly pandering for the Redskins name to be changed for years. We won't use the name. We need it changed. And then they use Nike as like a screaming off point. I'm like, okay, you absolutely are oblivious to facts.
Yeah, and I wanted to take it a point further. If not just the horrible working conditions in their plants overseas, but if they want to do something constructive to help lower income Americans, bring some of those darn factories back to America.
Wait a minute. You're actually talking about something that could make a difference to American lives. Wait a minute. This is something. So changing the Redskins' name. How about Nike producing their products on American soil and actually putting Americans to work and actually paying a living wage to people?
Pretty radical.
Wow, that's a crazy. What are you, a crazy radical? Why are you calling my show with these crazy radical ideas? Don't you realize changing the Redskins' name will change everything? It'll make America a more harmonious place. It's going to do so many great things. And then you bring up something stupid like bringing jobs and actually like businesses to American soil. Imagine if they put that Nike factory in D.C.
Yeah, and forget about that 95% of American Indians surveyed, and I think at least three different surveys show they're either indifferent towards the name or they like it.
You're just bringing. Will you stop bringing facts to the table? Stop it, and stop it now. This is not the forum for you to be like spewing actual data on a radio station. This is not acceptable. Get off the air. I'll talk to you next time, buddy. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Can't have these. Wow. Imagine that. Imagine if Nike made NFL uniforms on American soil. Would that not? That's a radical idea. Shocking idea. That would be amazing. Wait a minute. That's not worth fighting for. That's not worth bringing up. What's important is the name change. It's important that we change the name. Human rights of the people who are making your jerseys? Human rights of people in Cambodia dropping like flies because it's 100-something degrees in there? Locked exit doors and other violations? Those aren't important. Because you see, what's important to me in my air-conditioned offices, I'm very, very, very socially active. I'm on Twitter. Did you know that? I'm on Twitter, and I have opinions on all kinds of social issues that need to be changed. Now, actually calling out Nike and other companies for their hypocrisy, that they're worried about the Redskins' name and not worried about human rights violations, actual human rights violations, that's just, I mean, come on. That's too much work. It's too much work. 855-212-4CBS. Mike Gundy. You know, I'm a man. I'm 50 now, and I've still got a mullet, and I'm dying it. He's dying the mullet. Like, what's going on? Mike, seriously. First the mullet, then the dying of the mullet. It's a whole nother issue. Dude, you're a good-looking guy. Have you seen my hair? It looks awesome. And yours can, too. Yours can, too. Mike Gundy, they say this week, agreed. A humble and remorseful Mike Gundy. Agreed to take a $1 million pay cut and to amend his contract after a two-week review of the football program, athletic director at Oklahoma State Mike Holder announced. I'll give you exact quotes from Holder. The changes were offered up by Mike Gundy And I commend him for that. It was his idea to take a $1 million pay cut. I think this really demonstrates his commitment to being a better coach. He wanted to make a statement that assured all the players that this wasn't just about talk. This is more about action. And that's the first step. And in addition to the pay cut, Holder said his contract length was shortened from 5 to 4 years. His buyout was cut from $5 million to $4 million, and his guarantee dropped from 75% to 50%. And Holder says, I want to emphasize, every one of those was offered up by Mike Gundy. Interesting. So Mike Gundy said, you know what I need to do? I need to take a pay cut, and I need to cut my future earnings, and I need to cut my job security. Okay, are you buying this? Dave Wilson of ESPN, by the way, I'm using his report for these quotes. Are you buying this? I'm just asking, are you dense? Because I'd like to see if I could swindle you out of your 401k. A humble and remorseful Mike Gundy said, yeah, take $1 million of my salary. Take another 25% of my guaranteed money. Lower my contract guarantee from 5 years to 4 years. Let's do this. Really? You believe that? You believe that story? Mike Gundy, he offered up all of these changes. Mike Gundy just made it a lot easier for him to get out of Oklahoma State. Mike Gundy just made it a lot easier for him to be able to go take another job. And you know what? Mike Gundy will be sought after. And you know what, Mike? You'd be good to leave. Because when you're not supported by your bosses, when you're not supported by those, I don't know what, if you're still supported by your fan base. It seems like you are, but I don't know. But if you're not supported by your bosses and they spin a tail like that, Mike Gundy would be unemployed for about a week. And that would be because he would be reviewing offers. Andre in Virginia joins us. Andre, you're on the John Kincaid Show. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I'm a Redskins fan, and I as much as I want to keep the name, I really generally don't have a problem with it change the name if Native Americans wanted a name to be changed. But if it's a situation where people like Florio and Mike Wise and all these other reporters, I mean, how different are they than the missionaries of old? They're like modern-day missionaries coming in and telling people what's good for them. You know, Jesus Christ is good for you. You must change. The hypocrisy is just – and listen, if Native Americans really want the name and if they are proud of the name and they're proud of the team and that they get it taken away from them, there's another thing that the white man has taken away from the Native Americans. They can't hold on to anything. So I think if the Redskins are going to change the name, which, again, as a black man in America, I have to appreciate that people are offended, Native Americans are offended to change the name, but they have to be at the table. What blows my mind is that everyone's talking about, well, those folks are talking about changing the name, and they're not even asking the people who, quote unquote, should be offended.
The only thing I'm saying to you, and I appreciate your call because I got to run, is the idea that, to me, it's a very slippery slope when you say, well, we'll change it. If someone's offended by it, we'll change it. You do realize everything offends everybody today. I told you earlier on in the show, KCAL out of California, out of L.A. Last night, they're showing a picture from a sky cam, and the headline was, in bold letters, illegal fireworks going off. And I asked the question at the beginning of the show. It says, illegal fireworks was the headline, like at the bottom of the screen as they're showing fireworks going off all over L.A. Illegal fireworks. Now, do you think there have been other stories in 2020 where they've been showing video of behaviors of people in the streets? Where they have had illegal blank, whatever it is, illegal gathering, illegal shopping, because there was some illegal shopping going on a lot of places. Do you think they had illegal at the bottom of it? Just seems strange. The stuff that alarms people, we do not know. We do not know what's going to be the next thing that someone's going to be annoyed by, perturbed by, sensitive to. Because if we're changing everything, because people are sensitive, I've got to tell you, I've lived in the American South now for 25 years. You know what's a slur? Yankee. It is a slur in the South. And any good dyed-in-the-wool Southerner will tell you, Yankee is not it's not a self-affirming, life-affirming term. It is a slur. It is used as a slur in the South. Yankee is not positive. Yankee is used as a negative. Now, many times it's used jokingly. Many times it is used, and there are people who use it. And I will tell you this. The term Yankee, and I've been called it a million times in my career on Atlanta radio. I've been called it a million times. And you know what I do? I chuckle about it. It doesn't bother me. I don't care. But it's a slur. It is a slur. And it would absolutely offend somebody else. So if someone being offended can't be the determining factor of whether something is acceptable or not, can it? Who's the arbiter? How do we decide? And more importantly, how do we keep a list of all these things that people are annoyed by, upset about? How do you do it? By the way, Canuck is a slang term, too. Just telling you. So is Yankee. Not good. All right. Coming up. I've been waiting for this one. I can't sing it. I can't rap it. But watching the hype over Hamilton really got me thinking. It's a lot like 2020. The John Kincaid Show. Halftime. Right now on CBS Sports Radio.